Well, today we're celebrating God as God makes himself known to us. God the Father, the Creator, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. We've reached Trinity Sunday on this annual journey. Remember way, way back months and months ago, we began before Christmas. Do you remember what that time before Christmas is called? What's it called?
Just now.
What was happening? What was falling from the sky when you got up this morning?
Rain.
The rain. What's rain made with?
Water.
Yeah. Water. I wanted to think this morning about water. We've got a baby bath, and I thought I might bring the baby bath, and then I thought, no, once I fill it with water, I can hardly lift it because it's very heavy. But water's a funny thing, isn't it? Because when you turn on the tap, it comes, comes down, it pours out of the tap. And it's very, what is water? What's it feel like?
Wet.
It's wet, that's right. But water's funny. If I was to go into my kitchen and put some water into my kettle, turn my kettle on, after a wee while, what would I see coming out of the top of the kettle?
Steam.
And if I was to take some water and put it into a bowl and open my freezer and put the bowl in the freezer and then go back a few hours later, what would I find instead of water?
Ice.
Isn't that amazing? That water can be ice and it can be steam, but it can also be liquid, wet water. Isn't that amazing? What would happen if I took the ice and dropped it into a hot place? It would melt, just go back into water, it would melt and it'd be a puddle. Or if the steam coming out of the kettle, what happens when there's steam in your kitchen and it hits a cold window? What happens to the steam?
It all gets steam in the window and I can actually see a finger.
Uh-huh.
It's foggy on the window.
It steams up, it gets foggy in the window, it gets steamy on the window, and if you touch it, you can see your fingerprints.
Uh-huh.
But what happens to it eventually when it's on the window? Does it stay on the window? What happens to it?
It went
it turns back into water, doesn't it? Because it begins to turn into water, it pours down the window, you end up with a puddle at the bottom. Water's a funny thing, isn't it? Ice, steam and water. It's all the same thing. But we call it ice, we call it steam, we call it water. Water can be all these, can be three different things. I wonder, if you're able, can we all stand up just now? Everyone stand up. I'm going to stand up here so I can see. Keep standing. Keep standing if you are or have been somebody's son or daughter. Nobody sat down. So we're all somebody's son or daughter, aren't we? Keep standing if you are somebody's friend. Oh. Well, Mr. Laird was sitting down here. But he stood back up again. He must have remembered somebody. Keep standing if you're someone's brother or sister. Some people might be sitting down. Keep standing if you're someone's cousin. Well, most of us. Keep standing if you are someone's mum or dad. Not so many of us. Keep standing if you are an elder or a leader or a teacher in the church. There's still quite a few. Boys and girls, look around, there's still quite a few people standing. And these people who are standing are someone's daughter or son, someone's friend, someone's brother or sister, someone's cousin, someone's mum or dad. They're an elder or a leader or a teacher in the church. They're all of these different things. Isn't that wonderful? Imagine being all these different things. And all sit down. Thank you for doing that. That's a bit like water, isn't it? Because water can be steam or ice or running water, but it's still water. And when we all stood up, well, the people who were left standing at the end, they were several different things. But they were still themselves. They were just one person. It wasn't that they were six different people, one who was a son or a daughter, one who was a friend, one who was a cousin, one who was a mum or a dad, one who was a leader or a teacher. They were just one person, and yet they were all these different things as well. We don't stop being a brother or a sister simply because we're someone's friend. We don't stop being a mum or a dad if you're a church leader or a teacher. And in the same way, the Bible says, if we are followers of Jesus, if we're Christians, then we can think of God as being like different people. God is still God, there's still only one God, but God is like different people. Sometimes we think of God being like a parent. Jesus prayed, when you pray, call God your Father. So we think of God like a parent. Sometimes we think of God as Jesus, the Son. Some of us are sons and daughters. All of us are sons and daughters. We think of God as Jesus, the Son. Sometimes we think of God as the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one God sent to us to be in us if we belong to Jesus. So God is different things, but still the same God. And when we believe God is being the best kind of parent that's possible at all, God is still Jesus as well. And when we believe that God is our spiritual friend living in us, God is still Jesus. And God is still the Father who sent Jesus. It's a bit difficult to understand. But when we think of God, the one God, in these three different ways, maybe it helps us to understand God a wee bit better. Just like in the play, somebody came along and reconciled the friends who were fighting and squabbling with each other. God does that with us and brings us all together. If we didn't have God in our lives, none of us would be here this morning, because we'd all be off doing other things. But the thing we've all got in common is that we know God loves us, and we're able to thank God and know him as Father, as Jesus the Son, and as the Holy Spirit. That's a wonderful thing that we're able to do today.